We intend to protect the weak, the innocent, the defenseless from the indignities, wrong, and outrages of the lawlessness, the violent, and the brutal, like these niggers down here in Watts. If they want to cut loose again, white men are going to be in the streets this time, too. We intend to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America and all the laws passed in conformity thereto, and to protect the states and the people thereof from all invasions of their rights from any source whatsoever. I think it's very clear this last week when we went to court, we were fighting to stop our constitutional rights being violated. We had promises after promises after promises that our constitutional rights wouldn't be violated. Look at the deputy sheriffs lining up to come over here and tell white men they shouldn't speak. What happened to our constitutional rights?
Hundreds of them.
Stand up and fight! When they come in here, then give them what they want. Let's have some white people come down off the hill and come on in here. You have a right to enter private land. You have a right. They have no right to block that road whatsoever. With your permission, please, we are going to turn off the speakers and light up the cross for 5 minutes so that we can give some of these people over here some cheer. We will have shouts come down and white fire over the megaphone. Please join us.
There it is. There goes the cross.
Okay.
The cross is burning with red Christmas tree bulbs, somewhat dimly.
Come on down!
The lights are out except for the cross. The men are gathering about the cross for pictures. There, the cross is burning lighter now. Apparently they're gunning the generator. Looking up about a half a mile onto the road, there are quite a few people on the highway that apparently cannot come down. Here's the megaphone. We'll back off a bit. Reverend Fowler at the megaphone.
Give these white men some courage. Come on, let's hear some shouting. Let's go. Hip, hip, hooray! 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 Hip, hip, hooray!
Reverend, did you see those troops of sheriff's men going up that hill about a minute ago?
I see Sheriff Peter Pritchett. His word isn't worth a damn.
I've got a
sworn statement in court, in federal court, that Sheriff Peter Pritchett would not do what he's doing, but he's doing it.
What's the reason that they give you for not allowing the cars to come down?
No reason at all. There was too many people showed up. There's thousands of people up on top of that hill. They're just afraid. They had an order last night, and I'm not kidding you, from Washington, D.C., and that order said, keep this meeting closed at all costs and don't let white men speak.
Were you able to contact any official with the sheriff's department tonight when they blocked the road?
I had a talk with the captain of the police down here. He came down and he says, Bill, if you cooperate with me and you let other people come on here that might give you a little trouble, we'll divide them and separate them. I said, you better, because if you don't, I'll get them. And then he says, if you don't touch them, then I'll let everybody have free access and I will not violate your constitutional rights. Look at them fanning the hill because they're coming down the hill now. They're risking their very lives coming down that hill.
A little patriotic music.
Go outside, I'll help you.
just a bit of trouble interrupting the entertainment.
Have you ever been just driving around and ending it up in the colored part of town? And you see an old-time one-room shack with a great big TV antenna.
Then you look out in the back. You can always see a Cadillac. And inside there's about 15 niggers eating one can of beans for dinner. Now ain't that just like a nigger, so the story goes. They just like to live that way, you know. Why, they haven't got one spark of ambition in their mind. They're hard-headed as a dad blamed me. And the only reason they go to school is so they can learn to sign their names when they become members of the welfare line. They're looking for a handout.
Crowd is about, at the most, 100 people below the cross here. It's a great number of cars going up the road. Apparently, the crowd has thinned down quite a bit.
Why is everybody leaving? I think that's most of the press leaving. They got to go out in the convoy for protection.
There is an awful lot of people leaving there.
Well, I think it's mostly newsmen. They had a whole slew of them here.
Yeah, but look at the crowd now. We can see it a little bit better that the lights are...
Yeah.
It is thinning out quite a bit. I wonder if they think it's the end of the...
Well,
you got a lot of people up
there. Yeah,
on
there
top.
Was a lot of them out there. I guess they're with it. They were all hollering white powers. Boy, that's the first time I've seen the cops stop anybody from going in a public meeting.
Were you up at the hill when they were doing this?
No, I just heard about it.
All right, white man. There's a lot of cards left. There's a lot of cards up and down that hill that don't have enough guts to come down. There's a lot of cards up there in that police department that don't have enough guts to stand up for white men. If I was a police officer tonight, I'd be so ashamed I'd take my badge and throw it off. I'm going to introduce the Reverend Tom Warren here. He's going to say a few words. We might have to shut down our generators. Getting awful hot. If you'll be patient, we'll either carry it on or do whatever you wish.
Thank you, Bill. Once again, we want to thank each and every person that had guts enough to come out this evening and make a stand for God and the white race. I want you all to take a look up there on the hill and see the thousands of people that the sheriffs wouldn't allow down in here. Whenever you see a car go by on the top of the hill, you see the street lined with people that have tried to get down in here, but the sheriffs wouldn't let them. This meeting has been opposed by the city and by the county and by the state and by the federal government, by the press and by the clergy and every other right-wing, the socialist type of organization. Everything has been against us. But nevertheless, we are going to hold these rallies. Next month, we have a rally in Orange County. The following month in San Bernardino.
Here comes a white man. Call it off and hold it off. Say, we're going to wait for the white man. Shut down for the thing. Here comes a white man.
Here. Bill?
Go ahead.
I asked the Tom Warren to call it off. Looks like some white men do have enough guts to come down. We're going to call it off for a second, and we'll wait for these courageous white men. Let's all say hurrah.
Play that song, nigger.
There are groups of people coming down the road. There's cars bumper to bumper on their way out, but these people are on foot. They're coming down. A great amount of them coming down, as we can see. There aren't too many down here below the cross. At the most, there are about 100, as we've said.
Look, here's a friend of ours that walked all the way to the top of the road. After he got to the top of the road, he walked through the crowd, and he says, I want to come back on. The police officer said, no. You cannot come back on, white man. So anyway, he says that there were about 1,000 people that were congregated up on that road trying to come down, and they're still filing down by the hundreds.
They're still walking down.
How many?
They're all coming down right now. I told them the chief of those sheriffs gave us his word of honor.
Yeah.
Now let's see how big that word of honor is. Now he's breaking it. He put down there, he put a whole line, and upstairs, uphill, he put another, at least 50 cops. And we don't have no right in this country. If this would be Martin Luther King, any nigger could pass. 5 minutes later, he said, any white Christian who wants to go down, he has the right to go down.
What did he tell you when he tried to get down?
Huh?
What did he tell you that he couldn't let you down? What did he say?
I have orders from my boss, and I can't let nobody go down. So that I go down regardless, because that's my constitutional right. And nobody, now I don't have no arms. There's no murdering going down there, and nothing unconstitutional, nothing illegal. Therefore, I have my right.
Walking down here.
I have my right to go down, and I go down. And now I go if you shoot me or not. That's it.
Did he say anything else to you?
No. Right after it, they said anyone who wants to walk down, he has the right to go.
After you talked to him.
Yes, and then they opened, and everybody could go.
The hollow seems to be filled with people. You can't really tell because the dust is so great from them walking. The crowd has increased many fold in the last half hour. They're going to continue with a ceremony as soon as they get the people in groups here. Were you, howdy, how come you're late? What happened?
I just got here, buddy.
They wouldn't let us in.
I won't, man, baby. Wait a minute,
we can't. They wouldn't let you in. Wait a minute. One at a time. I want to hear you. Wait a minute. I want to hear you. One at a time. What happened? Tell me what happened up there.
They just wouldn't let us
cops wouldn't let us in.
What did they say?
They told us to keep out because no one could get in.
How come you're down here now? When did they let you through?
They let us in just now. We got down here.
One at a time.
Just long enough for us to walk down here.
Where are you parked?
David, Alabama.
Where are you parked?
Gary Horner here. All right.
Where are you parked up there?
I'm from Alabama. I don't give a damn about what these niggas are.
No.
They don't like me, get with me.
Where are you folks parked?
On the other side of this bridge over here, we're shuttling back and forth to get in here. Shuttling with cars to get in here.
How far away are you folks parked?
We must be a mile.
Gary Horner here. How are you?
So you folks walked all the way.
We will.
They wouldn't let us through the tunnel up there.
They wouldn't let us through the gate.
Tell me, could you hear what was going on up here from up there?
They had armed guards, and we couldn't hear anything.
Could you hear any of the things at all from here?
A little bit, very little.
I couldn't hear anything where I was. Nothing.
You were one of the folks standing on top of that ridge looking over until they let you down.
I was one up there where they had these about 15 or 20 policemen.
About how many people do you think came down with you?
I would say that there was 500 people bypassed.
How come this is leased ground and people can't come down here what they want to hear?
Did you ask them that? When
I asked them, they said it was private property, stay off.
What they said?
They said no.
Out it.
And they put
the orders?
And they put their hand on the people.
Was anybody hurt, though?
No, but they put their hand on the people.
What happened that they finally decided to let you down?
Well, I got slapped by a woman. She was a nigger lover. We don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. I can take it.
Is this on radio?
It will be.
All right, Davey, let me in on this. Gary Horner. Gary Horner here.
Wait, dude, you're going to bust it that way. I can hear you, man. I can hear you.
Communism is Jewish.
Okay, that's it. A few words from the crowd have just come down.
Hey, you're going to have to get down.
We have to get down here. Down here.
This is KPFK Radio.
I've been here all evening.
Okay, fine. All right.
We have overcome the odds and we have won a victory. White power is ours if we just have the guts and the courage to go after it. These nigger-loving Jew cops out there that kept you people off because they're afraid that white men might get a chance to stand up for their rights. They're afraid that you people might want something different. They're afraid that you people might want something different. They're afraid of their jobs because they got too many nigger-loving kikes up in Sacramento, in Washington, in Los Angeles. Let's vote them out. Let's get them the hell out of office. It's about time for white men to stand up. And let me tell you, police officers, as I said before, tonight I think you're scum. I had a lot of respect. I had a lot of respect for police officers. But when you listen to a bunch of nigger-loving Jews, when you have a Jew that's ahead of the Newhall station up here, and you got a bow to his wishes, then I think it's time for you to leave your jobs and go out and find a decent job that you can have. Hey, they're close enough.
Hey, we're here to listen to this.
These are our people, and we can stand with our people and they can rub elbows with us.
These are peace creeps right here.
Are these peace creeps right here?
Right in this area.
All right, Keith, we need some white power.
White power!
Are you a peace creep, son?
I don't hate you.
Don't you like the plan?
You're in the wrong place, then.
Don't you like the plan? You damn right it wouldn't, boy, because we're tired of scum like you. You understand? Let's get some white men up here and get this scum out. This man's all right, but get these three scums out. You get walking, boy, or I'll get some white men on you. Get them going. Get them going and get them. Get them. I said get them, Keith. All right, get them or I'll get them myself. This is our land. Get them off. Get them off, I said. Get them off. Move them on. That right, that guy. Get that boy right there. Hey, Sean. Get him, I said. Knock him down. Get him off of here. Okay, club him in the mouth of that gun if you won't move.
They're chasing some young man down the hill. Nobody got hurt. They knocked. He's walking away. Throwing dirt at him. Young man walking away. He seems to be by himself.
White man, join back in here. Get back in the car. All right, white man, let's have a victory.
They said they wanted violence. They want to get their word. They got what they wanted. Let me tell you something, when scum comes to a Klan meeting, they get scum in their face. We've had enough of this slippery, slimy bull roar from everybody. We're going to stand up as white men and be proud of it, and we're going to fight. We have here the Reverend Tom Warren, who hasn't spoken yet. Let's all wait to hear anxiously a man of great courage. A man that is a Klansman will stand and fight. A man that has equal courage to stand against the demagogues of hell. Let's give him a hand. Three cheers for the white race. California Klan stands for the white race, the Christian religion in the United States of America. The American people are being led down the primrose pathway to national destruction and racial suicide like sheep to the slaughter, like Johnson and all of his demagogues in office are leading the white people down the road to ruin in America. It's time that the white man in America stood up for the principles that America once stood for. The communists tell us that all things pass away in time, but the United Klan says that there are three things that shall not pass away, and that is the white race, United States of America, and Christianity. The Bible tells us that oppression maketh a wise man mad. Well, there must be millions of wise men in America because most of us are getting damn mad at the way Johnson and those demagogues are treating the white people. Can you teach your children to respect the president that puts Antichrist Jews like Goldberg in the United Nations representing America? Can you teach your children to respect a demagogue that puts a Jew, Antichrist, Abe Fortas on the Supreme Court of the United States? No! We love America. This is our country. Johnson works for us, and we're not going to take this kind of treatment. The California Klan declares that this is not a democracy, this is a republic. We're a nation of the people, by the people, and for the people, and we are going to restore a constitutional government in this country. We are working for the impeachment or the removal of every non-Christian that is on the Supreme Court of the United States. We are going to remove every non-white man from the Congress and from the State Department and from any other area of a government. We are going to reinstitute laws against racial intermarriage. We promise any Negro rapist swift and sudden death. Another thing that we're sick of in California is these sellout preachers preaching from the pulpit that all men are brothers, that all men are equal, and all men are the same. It's a bunch of damnable lies.
That's right, you tell them.
They show you a picture of Jesus sitting down on a stone with a Hottentot in a cheek and a white child on his knee, and that's a bunch of bull. Jesus never had a nigger sitting on his knee at any time. These preachers tell you that you have to love your enemy. Well, Jesus never said to love the enemies of God. He said there's a time to love, and the Bible says there's a time to hate. And we're living in that day when it's a day to hate. Kidnappers and traitors and mongrelizers, according to the Bible, are subject to capital offense. Segregation, they tell you, is not Christian. Segregation is just as Christian as anything could be. God, when he sent his son here, Jesus, well, there goes our lights.
The preachers tell you that segregation is unchristian. And yet the Bible says 10 times in the first book of the Bible that each shall bring forth after its own kind. God said you shouldn't let your cattle mix with a diverse kind. You shouldn't sow your field with a mingled seed. These preachers teach you that all men are brothers. All men are the same. Well, I had a white father. My father practiced segregation. If you're a white man, your father was a segregationist. And he practiced segregation or you wouldn't be white today. Yeah. This double hypocrite Bob Kennedy went to Africa just a couple of weeks ago, and there he had the audacity to say that God is black. Bob Kennedy said that God is black. Can you imagine that? When we restore a constitutional government in this country, Bob Kennedy is going to stand before a tribunal, and he's going to be convicted and hanged from the horse tree. The Bible said in the last days there'd be a great falling away from the church, and there's a lot of people falling away from the church today because they can't stomach this brotherhood mongrelizing society that the government's trying to put on them. I'm an ordained Southern Baptist minister and preached in Baptist churches for years, but the Baptist church has sold out more than any of them. They've got on the recommended reading list of the Baptist church a book written by a nigger James Baldwin named Another Country, and it's the filthiest, most degenerate book that your children could read, and yet it's recommended reading in the Southern Baptist bookstores for the youngsters. I tell you that if Christ would return today, he wouldn't recognize the churches that bear his name.
Right. You better believe it.
We in the California Klan are sick of these phony clergy in the United Council of Churches, and we say away with them. Yeah. All men are not brothers. All men are not the same, and all men are not equal. Yeah. These same phony preachers are trying to tell you that fluoridation in the water is good for you. Fluoridation is another United Nations Jew trick. People sometimes ask me, how is it that the communists can contain the people once they take over a nation? It's very simple. They just fluoridize the water, that's all, and destroy their ability to resist. They're trying to pass gun laws now to take your guns away from you. They're afraid of you, and they're afraid of your guns. The record is that in the last 50 years, there's been 1.5 million people killed from automobiles, far more than by guns. So I say, let's outlaw automobiles. Another thing that you have to be careful of is your local police. There was a time when we taught our children to respect the local police. But if you've been watching on your television cameras, you'll see the local police in every city where there's racial trouble harassing the white people. Now, who is it that pays the taxes of those local police? It's you and I. Listen, this is serious. This is very serious. The communists have just about taken over final control of this government. The local police is not your friend. Don't you believe it. He's your enemy.
He's up on the hill right now, keeping up the work.
When the communists take over, they will use these same local police to police you, and these sellout policemen will stay and do what they're told. They've proved it. Who do you think polices the people in Hungary and Poland and Czechoslovakia? I'll tell you who. Polish and Hungarian and Czechoslovakian citizens, white people. They turn against their own, and that's what's happening here in this very meeting tonight. You've seen it. This is very serious, fellow Christian. We're at the end of the line. I'm going to tell you something, that this is the last generation of white, free Christian people, unless you and I do something about it now. The time for platitudes and flowery phrases is past. It's time to rip off the mask of pretense and hypocrisy and say what we mean and to mean what we say.
Reverend Warren has taken off his hood.
We are racist and proud of it. We are bigots and proud of it. You know what a bigot is? It's a person who's so sure he's right, he's not willing to change his mind. That's what a bigot is. Furthermore, we say that this is a white man's country, conceived by white men for white men, and maintained by white men throughout every year of its history,
and by the living God of our fathers, America shall remain a white man's nation until the archangel sounds the end of time. Yay! If this be treason, if this be bigotry, then let those who don't like these words make the most of it. Let every traitor, every corrupt politician, and every nigger remember this, that the white man has not yet voted away his right to a revolution against tyranny and oppression, and we never will. Thank you for being such a wonderful audience. I've got to stop. The generator is about to burn out. God bless you, each and every one. Three cheers for the white race. Hip, hip.
You have been listening to a program recorded at the Ku Klux Klan rally in Crossburning, held near Saugus, California, on September 17, 1966. This program was produced and recorded for Pacifica Radio by Dick Johnson.